For over 12 years, the Healing Warriors program has been providing non-narcotic therapy and support at no cost to service members and their families through their offices in Fort Collins, Denver, and Colorado Springs. Greetings again, I'm Adam Morgan. Among the support they provide includes for anxiety and stress, depression, PTSD, sleep disturbance, suicide prevention, and wellness and prevention for those over the age of 60. Again, the treatment series is non-narcotic, so check with the VA should you also need that assistance. With recent wars in Afghanistan and also in Iraq swelling the number of veterans needing assistance, coupled with the aging Vietnam-era veterans learning of additional needs they may have as they grow older, the services of Healing Warriors are needed now more than ever. Their website is healingwarriorsprogram.org. The executive director is Ms. Karina Comer.
Healing Warriors is here to cover a gap in care, a big gap also in suicide prevention. And unfortunately, we are one of the states with higher rates of suicides for veterans. And, shockingly, the women's veteran suicide rate in 2021 was, I think, 166% higher than that of non-veteran women.
Really?
So, yeah, we have some really high numbers, unfortunately. So we're here to help with that, to give support. And our mission is to improve the wellness of veterans and their families through non-narcotic care. And that's what we set out to do.
Now, you just said that the suicide rate among veterans, and especially women veterans, is higher than what the civilian background population is. Have you been able to figure out, have some of the ladies said, some of the guys as well, said what may be bothering them or to drive them towards such a dire consequence?
I mean, from things that I've heard and from talking to clients and general more, what my feeling about it is as a woman is, you know, we are caretakers.
Yeah.
So we put ourselves often last in order to make sure that the family gets what they need, the kids get what they need. Even the animals usually come first. You know, we get up, we feed the animals, we take care of everybody else. And it's a cultural thing, I suppose, to think that we can get through it and we can multitask and maybe we just don't ask for help as often as we should. Well, I would just say that that is probably my first thought, is that we have the feeling or the sense that we can do it ourselves, and we keep on going until, you know, it gets really hard.
Is this a situation where we have to do a better job, not necessarily you, but the rest of us too, doing a better job in letting people know, letting the ladies know, letting the men know that you can get some help before you think you're isolated and that's your only way out? Do we need to step up the information going out, to step up the public service announcements or something to reach them before that happens?
Yes, for sure. I believe a big part of it is the knowledge and the acceptance of self-care is okay. For a very long time, self-care was considered selfish.
Really?
Which is why, you know, you would put everybody else first. Yes. And especially for women, women always were there to take care of everybody. You didn't really have the understanding that by taking care of yourself, you're better able to take care of others, and you're better able to show up in the community. You would have more energy. You would feel better.
Yeah.
But a big part of it, I think, is part of our culture and understanding that self-care is okay and it is very important. But also to understand that we, as people in general, as humans, don't have to feel bad to get care. Because sometimes I will have a conversation and I will offer our services, and very often the answer is, well, take care of the people who really need it. I'm actually okay. But we don't recognize that we need to build resilience, because there is a lot of anxiety in the world. There's a lot of fear. There is a tremendous uncertainty right now. So whether we feel it or not, you know, whether it's very active in our daily lives, it is in the background. And eventually it causes us to feel depleted, exhausted, and in pain, not be able to sleep. And we all know that sleep deprivation is not good.
Right.
So it can cause other things. It can cause anxiety and depression. And then we have that suicide ideation. So it's all part of the same wheel, really.
Really, really. I know at one point, helping a friend do a women's veterans conference several years ago, it came out, and she told me that a lot of women veterans didn't think that they were veterans because they were not in contact. They were not in combat. So therefore, mm-hmm. they thought a lot of things were not available to them whatsoever. So I thought, we need to let them know if you've been in the military, you know, that you're eligible.
Yes, that is very true. And, you know, we actually just had an event at a college here. We're talking to a few kids from middle school and high school. And when the question was asked to them, you know, are your parents veterans or do you have any veterans in your family? Mm-hmm. And sometimes I would hear that same answer, like, well, yeah, my mom was in the military, but she didn't go to war. And I thought, oh, okay. So there's that misconception. You're right, that they don't deserve those services that we offer. We do, though. I mean, in the last year, Healing Warriors has serviced 150 women. So we're always...
Good.
You know, making sure that if we can put them on the table and give them a moment of, you know, calm and a time to exhale and just maybe an hour or two where they don't have to think about anything and just take care of themselves, that is extremely helpful.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you create a routine out of it, you know, you build resilience. And if you build resilience, sometimes life doesn't seem so overwhelming anymore.
That's the key, building resilience.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Wow. Now, you've got three locations in in Denver, Fort Collins, and Colorado Springs. So you're taking your services and your outreach to where people live so they're not driving all over the state trying to come to Denver, the VA.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes. We were doing pop-ups, which meant that one Saturday a month, we would open up our doors and have mini sessions, but we very soon realized that being able to offer a full session creates much more resilience and calmness. And, you know, the clients that would come in, they would just do better to be able to get the full service.
Yeah.
So we switched our modules, I guess you could say. We switched it to having full-day clinics.
Yeah.
And we're happy to be able to work out of the VSO down in Arapahoe, which is an amazing place. You know, we have veterans coming in and out, so they're able to see what we do, and, you know, they can try it out right there. And in Colorado Springs, of course, you know, we have our bases, so we want to be close to there when they're ready so that we can help with that. We're always looking to be in any area that we can be where we know there's a lot of veterans, or sometimes there's underserved veterans because they're farther out and the main services don't reach them, wherever we can be, really.
Well, I know you also have a pop-up the third Saturday of the month in Longmont as well.
We used to have the Longmont.
Oh, okay.
We don't have the Longmont right now anymore because we moved to the one-day clinic protocol, which is moving to 2 days and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
We have done away with all of the pop-up clinics, which that's what that was in Longmont. But we do still have a walk-in clinic in Denver where people can go and receive services. But again, those are the shorter services. You know, maybe they'll get half an hour of healing touch, they'll get an acupuncture treatment, and maybe half an hour of craniosacral.
Now, you're using a whole person approach, which includes acupuncture and healing touch energy therapy and craniosacral therapy. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes, craniosacral therapy.
Tell us about those, especially cranio. I've never heard of cranio before at all.
Well, I've been in the energy medicine world for over 25 years, and I'll tell you, anybody who hasn't experienced that would be amazed. So we know that we are multifaceted beings. We have electricity that moves through us. Electricity is what helps us pump our heart, right? And if you think of a static ball or the static electricity that often runs through our body and we just zap everything or we zap each other, that's when we're kind of out of balance, if you want. We have too much of one polarity, not enough of the other.
Yeah.
And there's many instances where those charges are exhausting to the body. In healing touch, we work with the physical, we work with the emotional, the mental, any aspect of the body, because we recognize that we are multidimensional beings, right?
Sure.
So we're working with the energy of the body to help balance it out so that there is good flow. And when there is good flow, we tend to feel better, we're stronger, we sleep better as well. And by default, you know, the day becomes just a whole lot better.
Wow.
Brain is sacral is a very similar modality to where you're working with the fluid, the craniosacral fluid, as we're going, you know, what moves through your spine and into your brain. And that fluid is supposed to have a certain rhythm, but often when we're under trauma or stress, we have anxiety, we lose that rhythm.
Yeah.
It becomes difficult for our body to give the body a chance itself heals, right?
Right.
Like if we fall down and we scrape our knee, well, we really don't have to do much. It will heal itself.
Sure.
However, when we are very stressed and we're in situations of high trauma or chronic trauma, which is exhausting to the body, then we are stopping the immune system from doing work.
Ah.
So by default, some of those chronic conditions take forever to heal.
Yeah.
Because the body doesn't have that energy that it needs in order to do its job. And all of those modalities that we use are very essential for promoting good, healthy flow in the body in many different aspects. Does that explain it a little bit?
I guess you did. And I know on top of that, you add acupuncture, which a lot of people have already heard about. So it's it's a pretty comprehensive program there to positively affect energy flow to the body to make it heal better and heal fast.
Yeah. So you just give a little help to the body.
Yeah.
And for many instances, I know many of the veterans that I've worked with over the years, sleep has been one of the main concern. And so because we have protocols that address sleep hygiene, they find themselves actually being able to get 5 hours of sleep and 6 hours and 8 hours of sleep. And then all of a sudden, they're feeling better. Their mood stabilizes. You know, their anxiety goes away. It all, you know, one depends on the other. So it's amazing how much help that can give them.
You said that twice about sleep. The importance of sleep. That's one of the things you underscore with your clients to help them when they come to see you, the importance of sleep?
Yes, it is one of our starting points because we do recognize that sleep gives the body energy. And if you have more energy, you tend to heal a little bit easier. So that's why we start with sleep. It also helps, you know, you build serotonin and you build your hormonal balance, so you have less anxiety, possibly. You can deal better with life. Sleep does a lot for the body. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Imagine it like a battery. You know, if your battery is on the red and constantly drained, when something shows up in life and triggers you, you have no bandwidth to deal with it. But if you're constantly keeping your battery somewhat charged, yeah, you might lose some of that charge, but you're not going to go into the red. And that's what we're looking to do.
On this edition, it's a program to assist veterans who are seeking to help themselves and their families with post-military challenges. With us is Ms. Karina Comer, Executive Director of Healing Warriors. We will gain additional insight to the support and services they provide on our next edition. I'm Adam Morgan. Do keep in touch, and many thanks to you as well for sharing a few moments of your weekend with us.